Welcome to Standing in the Sunlight with Cynthia Rose. We are all on an ever-unfolding unique journey. Join Cynthia Rose as she begins her unique perspective to all that is meaningful. Topics and personalities that support your path, bringing inspiration and passion and heart-centered ways to live a more fulfilling life. A down-to-earth and uplifting sharing of what it means to be spiritual, creative, and living life to the fullest by standing in the sunlight. Born an intuitive medium, Cynthia Rose is also an ordained minister, singer, astrologer, educator, and writer. She has studied the intuitive and healing arts for over 40 years. Rise up and stand in your sunlight now with Cynthia Rose.
Well, hello there. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you are in the world. I'm Cynthia Rose. Happy to be here. I am calling you today from beautiful British Columbia in Vancouver, Canada. I don't know what happened when I first called in, but I made it. So I just want to say a couple of things. If you want to connect with me, I am under Cynthia Rose Medium on Facebook. I have a new YouTube channel under Cynthia Rose Medium. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram also under Cynthia Rose Medium. And you could also find me perhaps in a coffee shop having a coffee. I'm a coffee lover. I'm in a giddy, funny mood today. I have been home in my town of Vancouver, BC, where I grew up, and there's been lots of reflection. And it's just been just a beautiful time. I have been doing, I did a demonstration of mediumship for a group of people and have been doing readings and just had such a wonderful time. I just feel grateful, blessed, in such a wonderful place. Readings have been enjoyable. I just loved it. So, and I got to see my son, which is another beautiful thing to connect with him. So, Brendan is also, there's a Cynthia Rose Medium group on Facebook. If you have any questions, if you do want to call in, 1-202-570-7057. Love to hear from you either way. You can email me as well, whichever works. So, as I say, I'm back here. And I thought, let me just see what comes today or what I want to share. And one of the things that just occurred to me a couple of days ago, and I'm kind of just pondering on it, is I was thinking about all the astrological, all the astrological retrogrades we've had and all the planetary shifts and how we're moving into planetary movements that haven't been here for hundreds of years, so no one ever in their life has experienced some of these. And I was talking to my pal Miles Black, who wrote the intro music that you hear on this and also was the co-writer on the CD, Standing in the Sunlight, and also there's other a couple other CDs we're on as well, a meditation CD. And I was talking to him about how planets have nodes. And we got into a little bit of a discussion, and I talked about, to me, the nodes of the planets are like amplifications of energy. So I like to think of it like, have you ever had one of those, those speaker phones or where you speak into and amplifies the sound? I tend to think of nodes that way. And when a planet has a node that aligns with it, that aligns with another planet, things happen. Historically, there's so much research to show that this happens, which the show is not about that today. But we got into thinking about that everything has nodes. And I want to say the funny thing is you don't have to believe in astrology for it to work. I have read about and heard about a lot of the research that has shown this happened, that happened. There was no prediction. It was like, okay, every time major wars happened or major disaster, there's always certain planets that are aligning. Equally, when wonderful things happen, things are aligning. So the nodes are everywhere. Now, I'm not a physicist. I just had to share this. So I briefly looked at there are nodes and what they call antinodes. And there are points along that. If you look at a standing wave, as they call it, there are points. They appear to be standing still. And they're not really standing still, but this is to me the same thing as what I'm talking about, that when I say that everything has a vibration, everything has a pattern. It comes back to my groundwork that I say everything has a vibration. If you're sitting by a table, that table has a vibration. And for any of you that ever have done Course in Miracles, you know that's one of the first lessons, is to know that the table you'd be looking at is not the table you see. This is just the way our retina rods see it. We see it as solid, not necessarily solid. And just on a little funny joke on that, I don't know if you've ever had a dryer that eats your socks. So my theory is that those socks go into another dimension, and that somebody in the other dimension is wondering where all the socks came from. that's my crazy thinking. But I don't know. It's just that whole thing about there are other dimensions or other realities that could be coexisting with us right now. And it's all energy. So if you think about the fact that a room has nodes, places that would amplify the energy or maybe cut the energy, we're just talking about vibrations and we're talking about patterns here. And so, I mean, if you think about a guitar string, right? If you change the position of where the string is and the length of the string, you're going to get a different vibration. And so the nodes somehow tie into all of that. And then we could talk about overtones or sounds that you may not particularly hear but are there. And I can remember when I was training as a singer, I trained with a beautiful man who was really known for bringing out the beauty of opera singers. And opera singers will often, at least the way he taught, work on hearing these overtones or, you know, so many K's, you'd say you got to focus on this. And there are sounds that you might not normally hear with your ear. And I can remember him training me with some of this, and it was like, oh, it's like a whirring sound. And he'd say, yes, that's it. So he was training me to hear things that I didn't necessarily hear like with my everyday ears, which I find very interesting because there's a science to that. Talking about hearing things we don't hear. If you were to talk to an artist who maybe was able to draw things and bring them to life, they might possibly see things that not everybody sees because they have a X-ray vision or a stronger way of seeing it. And so what we see and what we hear and possibly allow ourselves to feel in the everyday life is not all there is. And right now is so important to be aware of that, that we are so much more. And I'm not one to jump on, you know, bandwagons, but I have to say all this talk about people waking up, or there are so many people feeling the call of, I need to do more. I need to do something else. And all of a sudden, it's not even that they're unhappy with where they are, but more and more I meet people that are saying, what else can I do? It happens every week. And some of that has to do I think, when we're talking about harmonics or overtones or vibration or nodes, we're talking about that right now is a very amplified time. And what are we going to listen to? And some of that can feel like it's very low vibration to us or very high vibration. But let me suggest that whatever vibration leads us more to a place of joy, I think it's important that we stand in that. I truly believe that holding space for another person, if we can stand in joy and hold that space, that helps us as a collective. Because as a collective, we are one, whether we know it or not. And I'm not talking from the perspective of, hey, everything's wonderful and we should all just be happy and blissful and Pollyanna. I mean, there are some really difficult things that people experience. And I think it's really important to not carry their burden, but hold the space of joy and love for them, because people go through really difficult times. And, you know, I was one of those people where I felt the sensations of everything in the world and didn't know how to deal with it. And I would know things. And I can't say at the time when I was younger that I wasn't going, yay. I was going, oh, this is a gift. Because I felt so much. But I know that I was learning to hold space in a different way than it goes beyond words. But I know there's a lot of you out there that hold space for others. And it's important to not let that, how I say, clog up your space, weigh you down. Because at that point, you're not holding space for anyone and you're feeling drained. So it is really important to be able to be what I call clear, especially in this time. And so that is one of my favorite things to teach about. It's one of my favorite things to know about. You know, many of you have heard me speak on profound healing after years of pain. And it was really important for me to learn that we all vibrate at a particular frequency. And then every frequency that we surround ourselves with, we're affected by that, whether we know it or not. You know, music is like that. You don't have to believe in it for it to work, because music does. You know, if you're not aware of this, maybe just pay attention to sound this week and note your responses. You know, have you ever been put on hold and music is playing? And how do you respond to that? Do you block it out? Do you tune it in? Do you stop what you're thinking? Or do you try and fight with it? How do you respond to that noise? Or elevator music is, I remember writing a paper on this years ago. Elevator music goes on in the background and it affects us, but how we respond to it is quite individual. Just like color affects us, because they're all vibrations, and how you respond to it and how you interact with it can make a difference in your day. You know, one of the things that I used to get up and do when I was younger, when I was so empathic, is I had colors that gave me strength and colors that were calming. And I worked a lot with color when I was a young girl, young teen, and young adult. And it really made a difference. And it's a vibration. I was learning. Somehow I knew when I was clear and when I was not clear. And what I didn't know about that when I was younger was how I got there. I just was there. And then I wasn't there. And then I was there. And that was something that became necessary for me to learn. How do I get into the space that I call clear, and what gets me out of it? And I did find in words that were like, I feel different around certain people, I feel energized around certain people, certain music energized me. Today, there's still music that does this for me. I think music is such a powerful tool that we often forget about it. And that the way we use our voice is so important, because our voice carries a vibration. But you know, when I talk to people in the spirit world, I like to pay attention. If I can actually hear the tone of their voice, then I will often ask, is this the sound of what their voice is like? And that's generally, people say yes. And sometimes frequencies, I hear it in an actual tone of voice, and other times I don't. Not sure why that goes, but quite often I hear it in a tone of voice. So I'm going to go for a little break and grab yourself a glass of water, and let's talk more all about this. I'm so glad you're with me. Talk to you in a minute.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
All right, I'm back. So I hope you have a glass of water. Whoops, the wind is blowing here. I've got to close the door. Okay. So we were talking about vibration and energy and how powerful music is. And I was talking about healing and the different types of healing I practiced. But one of the things that is really important to me to talk about, and I have people come in and ask me about this all the time in terms of my mediumship, is it is important to know our energy field and know our own vibration. Because the more we know our own vibration, then the more we can tell and get more accurate information from the vibration that is coming to us. Another way of saying this is knowing our own spirit and our own soul to a greater depth, and to be really clear about what is us and what is someone else. It's easy for me to say, but you and I are connected, and yet there's an awareness of separateness. And so when I connect with a loved one on the other side, I am clear what is my energy field and what is theirs. And it's really important, and it makes it all the difference for me, as opposed to just connecting with a loved one and not knowing that. You know, I didn't know how to explain this years and years and years ago, but I knew the feeling of what I would call clear. And I think that it's key to being able to get accurate guidance, channeling, connecting with guides and or connecting with loved ones, higher knowledge. And it's one of my favorite things to share with people, because that's what we're all here to do, is to have a greater knowing of ourselves. I truly believe that. You know, when we know our truth, it is beyond words. Excuse me. So I will be teaching an experiential course online and in person at the end of the month, and I'm excited to do this. It is a labor of love for me. And I think it's so important. And I know that our world doesn't really encourage it, or we're not also encouraged to value things that are just experiential. And it's so very important. I know that when I was delving more and more into this, I was trusting, because I already had a sense of knowing that I need to go more into this. But I have to tell you, my mind was saying, wow, am I going to spend the money on a course and I don't know what I'm going to get out of this? Honestly, that went through my mind. But something inside me, like a little small voice, was saying, oh, you need this. It will make life better. But I didn't really know how it would make life better. I just listened to that little whisper or call that said, yeah, do this. But logically, it made no sense for me at all. What am I doing here? And I have to, you know, bless a doctor of mine who said, yeah, let me know when you've done this. I want to hear all about it. So here was somebody who was in the, you know, working in the system as a specialist, and was all about tests and facts and figures, and was encouraging me to do this. And I have to say that was helpful. I was going to do it anyways, but it was like, oh, okay, because I've always been a left-sided and right-sided, and I don't really think the brains are like that anymore, which is a better description, but I want to say I've tried to use all of my brain or more of my brain. And science, you know, is now finding ways to do tests and to talk about some things that many of us have known or taken for granted for years. You know, they now, I've read about, heard about studies where they use creative visualization. And there's actual studies on what I did with lowering my pain levels in the 90s. And it has a proven track record. I'm not as unique as you, one might think. There are many that have recovered from chronic pain or illness through what one calls energy work, healing work, spirit work, learning about your field. And science maybe doesn't call it by the same name. but they definitely know it worked. So I was trying to think about the process of when I first started going more into doing this energy work and the type that I like to teach. And it's an amalgamation of all I've been through in my life. So it's kind of become my own. And my husband, Brendan, does the same energy work. And in the course, we go through the levels of awareness that are possible. And then you go as deep as you want. And so that is what the experience was for me and what I really loved about it. And I love this to this day. I don't teach from the perspective of being in charge of your space or your lessons. You are. So I don't, but I personally don't believe in that. You know, if you come forth out of a course and or lesson and you feel spiritually empowered and have a greater sense of all the possibilities or a greater awareness, then I'm thrilled because that's what it's all about. That's what any of the learning is all about. Because truly, you are your own master. And sometimes we want somebody else to give us permission to step into that place, and that's perfectly fine. But you actually are always in charge. And right now, that is so heightened that it's time to own your life, own your creations, and step into a deeper level of awareness, a deeper level of presence. And if you're living from a place of powerlessness, this will never help you. And if you think someone else has given it to you, well, you might feel good for a while, but then you feel like you need to go back to get that. And that's not going to help you either. Because I know that it's true. I've seen many people open up. I've seen many people expand their awareness. And I know that people are become, wow, this really works. Yeah. Energy work really works. There's many kinds. I'm thrilled to teach in the way that I do. So I hope that some of you listening will join me on the course, whether you're online or in person, or join me another time, or get into it if it works for you in a with someone else, because it's so real. And the thing is, how committed are we to making a change in the world if we're going to negate something that's so real? Because it is. My friend Don Lay has a saying, how real do you want to make it? How far do you want to take it? Something that he's always said, and it's so true. The mind doesn't understand what the soul knows. And sometimes the mind goes, oh, I think I've got a way of describing this now. And now I can say that I can put it in this box over here. And that may work for a little while, but the soul is not meant to store all of its experience in boxes. But we're operating on a mental plane here. We're always going to try and understand something. We always want to say, okay, I'm feeling good today because of this. But the truth is, you can just have a good day for no reason at all because you've tuned in to a joyful vibration that's limitless. And if you've had that experience, then you know what I'm talking about. There doesn't have to be a reason to be unhappy or a reason to be happy. You could just tune in to the fact that your soul is present and be happy. And maybe you have experienced that. Maybe you haven't. I would love to hear from you if you have experienced that. And if you haven't, I'd love to hear from you too. But it is something that is available. And I kind of wish they taught it in school. Wouldn't that be a different world if we taught it in school? You know, when I was a teacher and I worked with kids, I didn't use the word energy, but I would help them to get grounded and to clear any nervousness that they had. And they always did better on tests when I did this. And I wished I'd done it sooner, because when I started to teach that, the kids would say, oh, can we do that before a test? I'd say, well, we're going to need to, we need to have 10 or 15 minutes extra then, because sometimes going there in 5 minutes wasn't long enough for some kids. And that's because sometimes already by the time we're kids, we have so much, you know, noise or interruption or vibrational interruption in our space that we've lost where is that peaceful, joyful, calm place. That can happen. Now, everyone always likes to say, oh, kids are this way. There are also people that can say, well, I don't remember ever being that way. But that doesn't mean we can't get back there. We just have to find a way of knowing what that is. So, for example, if you talk to somebody and say, could you go back to when you were happy? And somebody says, I can't remember when I'm happy, then they have to just define that now, where they are now, what is happy. But what is happy for you, what is peaceful, what is joyful now, probably isn't the same as it was when you were 5 years old or 10 years old or 15. You know, it changes, doesn't it? Because we are forever evolving and ever changing. You know, if I just liken that to the reflections I've had of being in Vancouver and being home here, it's been a completely different experience for me than when I was here last time. But I also don't come here and have all of the noise and the pictures of what it was like before. Really, I don't. I come here and I say, oh, here I am. It's like I'm coming into a city, although I know it's my hometown. I know that I want to experience the way it is now. And so I think, and all these people here, and I don't run into anyone that I know on the street, and I meet new people. And everyone I have met has been wonderful. And when I went to do the demonstration, the gallery of mediumship, or they call it demonstration of mediumship, I was just overwhelmed with joy, almost tearful, coming back home, sharing with a space that had allowed me to read books. Even if I didn't have the money to read a book, I would go in there and read for hours. There's lots of stools. And it was so welcoming. And I would save up my money so I could buy another book and get another book. And it was one of my favorite things to do. I would go there and I would go have lunch and I would come back. And I think, is it okay I'm in here for this long? And you know what? I was in there before the demonstration started the day before. We were in and out in the area. And so I had to use the washroom, and I went in there a couple of times. And I said to her, I'm sorry, I keep coming and going here. And she said, oh, that's fine. One of the ladies said, we do have people who come here and spend a long time and leave and come back. It's just the same as it always was. Such a beautiful place. So if you're in Vancouver, you know, check out Banyan Books. It's just a beautiful space. Anything there, when you walk in, the energy just hits you like it's just so full of love and openness. That's energy. It welcomes you. It welcomes you to the quietness, to know your true self, to know that you're more than this biological walking being, that really knowing yourself at a deeper level. And the people that work there are also such beautiful people. So I hope you, if you're in Vancouver, you'll check it out. I almost feel like I could just share with you all about things to see in Vancouver, too, but I could probably do a show on that. So maybe just a reminder for you to pay attention to sound this week and how sound communicates with your soul. So that's a type of soul-to-soul communication, is sound. And what kind of reactions do you have with sound? And some people say, well, I don't know about that. It may just be that you're operating on a mental, you know, your mind is going, and your mind has sort of a dominating feature, or the thinking plane or the mental plane. And you just need to be able to get some space from that to experience another part of yourself. And that's fine, because everybody, and we have to use our minds for things. That's what I love about this energy work, is that it can help you to get past being just having to, if we have to use our minds all day long at work, or we're using that from that mental plane, it becomes dominating. It's nice to have the space. Oh, we're at the second break already. Well, hold on, we'll be back in a moment for the last section.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos. A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone who
had to be independent and take initiative. And that's how I handle every project I get.
Discover new ways to develop great talent at gradsoflife.org. Brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back for the last section of our time together. And I've been wandering through all the many thoughts that have been crossing my mind here in my soul. And, you know, I come back to, as we're talking about frequency and overtones and vibration. And, you know, as I tune into, you know, what can I say that can perhaps help tie in some fundamental knowing for you, is that if you work in a field where your mental plane, your sixth chakra, where you have to use a lot of the analyzer. And then what can happen to your vibration is it gets its own vibration of its own, that analyzing mind. And sometimes we have turned down the dials of other parts of ourselves, and we need to learn to turn up those other dials. And some things, you know, I often speak about naturally how a walk through the woods or going down to the water or hearing a song can help to slow that down and tune us back in. But sometimes we can't get down to the water and we don't have that particular song, and we could be in the midst of a challenge. And this is where energy work is really helpful, because it really does work to say, I'm going to shift to a different place. And I can remember going through learning about my vibration and actually feeling it shift. And of course, my mental plane was saying, is this real? Is this really what I'm feeling? But I decided, you know what? What have I got to lose? Let me delve into this more. And it felt really real for me. And I decided to just park that analyzer in me and go more into the energy work that I did. And I found that often I was, sometimes sitting and feeling kind of wired up, not relaxing, almost like I would want something stimulating to calm me down, because it was a patterning that I understood, have a sweet to eat. And I think sugar for me did this, because sugar kind of matches that frenetic vibration and then you crash. I think that was just on a vibratory level, that's where I was. I was trying to keep going. I had a lot of young mom, what do I do? Only it was hard on my body to continue doing that. And so when I practiced energy work and started really making it a part of my daily life, I mean really part of my daily life, and I didn't have a lot of time, but I had little ways that I put it through my day, which is the way I like to teach it, I found that I could calm my space and calm myself down and begin to feel my vibration in a different way. And I really can't find the words to explain other than that I can feel somebody's pulse or somebody's hand, and I can feel their vibration being faster or slower, just like mine could be. When mine is, I became aware of my own faster or slower. And what's interesting is you can do that whether you're touching someone's hand or not. You can tune into the vibration of another. And it makes me think, when I was at the demonstration at the bookstore, somebody asked me to tune into somebody who was alive. And you know, it's because I had said you can actually tune into people alive or dead, which isn't really dead like we think of it. But if they're not here in physical body at where they are, you can still tune into them. And it's so interesting that you could tune into somebody. We used to do this when I was in my late teens, early 20s, where we would tune into people. And you might say, is this person sleeping right now? Is this person drinking right now? Is this person working right? Tune into things about what they were doing. You really can tune into what's going on. And the vibration of what, if somebody was drinking, and the vibration of somebody who was sleeping or somebody at work, they're very different. And so that was just a fun thing we used to do. I guess other people were playing different games. That's the kind of games I played. And It was a strong learning time, and my mentor, astrologer mentor, used to say, "Why don't you leave something on your table, and I'll tell you what it is." So that can be explained two ways. It can be explained as remote viewing, but it also can be explained as intuiting into something. They're kind of different, sort of. I think they're two sides of the same coin. And yet, I think that one can be tuning into the soul feeling of something. Like, there's a difference between tuning into a dog and feeling a dog and have the soul feeling of that dog and just seeing the dog. And that's how they're different, I want to say. Again, it's all energy. So I know I want to leave you with something that might be helpful. Do you know, if you catch yourself in a situation that's stressful, even if you think you can handle it, remember that your body is here. It's carrying you through this day. It's carried you through every day. And it's such a short time here and such a gift to be here. Just remember to stop and take 5 deep breaths. Do you know that most of us don't breathe deep? We fall into a breathing pattern. And it's quite possible that you could fall into a shallow pattern of breath. If you don't like the smell of something, you could fall into a shallow pattern of breath. If you have a high sense of smell, I do, and I notice that my breathing pattern will change depending on what I smell. So if I'm around somebody who's wearing strong perfume, you know, the kind that has the, what they say, the hormone disruptors, and someone's got a strong perfume on, my breathing will change, and that will affect me physiology-wise, which can affect me. So I have to remember to take a breath and go get a breath somewhere where that's not, because the vibration of that smell affects me. Smell is a really important way of tuning in. Some people find, I think that's why essential oils are so important right now, is the breath is part of our power of being here, the breath. Never forget how powerful your breath is. If you're feeling worried or overwhelmed, deep breath. If you're feeling like you need to rush and get a lot done, sometimes you can get yourself in a tizzy energetically that you're more likely to make a mistake. And so getting a breath to focus can be really important. And if you've got so much going in your mind that you're overwhelmed, why are you carrying that in your mind? Think about that. What's the reason? Why are you not jotting that down somewhere so you can be more present in the moment? I don't know if you've ever seen anybody who's been out somewhere we might consider like an enjoyable dinner, or, you know, because I'm in Vancouver, being down by the ocean, it would be kind of a shame to miss the beauty of that while everything is going on. If I've got to do this and I've got to do that and I've got to do that, that is an incredible amount of stress to carry. And I think we're naturally trained to carry more stress energetically than we used to. And then the body starts having tell signs. And I think sometimes that's why we crave certain foods, is that we want to change the vibration. Because remember, food has a vibration. And it's funny because, you know, if you put a potato on your counter, and I mean it, probably an organic potato, something that's not been chemically treated. If you have an onion or a tomato, I think it's possible the onions, even the chemically treated onions, are kind of unique that way. Then if you leave that, you'll see that shoots come out of them because they're still alive. But I wonder how often we think about a potato being alive, but it is. I was looking through we were looking at these beautiful circular beings that were some type of plankton. And it looked like the most beautiful circular patterning. And that's an energy living imprint. Again, it's something you don't see, and yet it's alive and it exists. I just think that's incredible. That's a way of knowing that there is so much that you don't see, that you don't hear, and that maybe you just don't listen, or you're focused another way. So I would just encourage you that there's so much more that you can learn. So if you're interested in taking any of the courses with me and you have questions, feel free to reach out to Brendan or I and talk about it. Brendan takes part in this too. You know, he brings the what it's like to have a, in his male body perspective, where he comes from. I think it's important that we realize that we all have our unique perspective on how we experience things. And it's one of my favorite things to do. And I love to see people develop their intuition or their mediumship through the vehicle of learning this energy work first. Because often I see people that start to develop and then they hit a wall. And I see that wall because I know that wall from when I was younger. And so I love to see people kind of get past that, because then I see a joy that they've never known. I see a peace they've never known. And there's just nothing greater feeling of love for a human being to see that they are finding a knowing and a peace within themselves. I love that with giving readings, and I love that with teaching. So I hope you'll check out some of those courses that I'm offering. I may be offering something of those in an area that you're not in right now. We are looking at offering one up here. It's just scheduling is the thing. So please remember your breath. Please remember some music. You can check out the guided meditations for busy people on my website, and you can also get a free download if you subscribe to my newsletter at cynthiarosemedium.com. I had to think about that for a minute. And there's a pop-up box that will give you a free download on connecting with your loved ones, because I really hope that you can and that you will give yourself time. Just remember, they're not gone. They're here. They're with you. They love you. And, you know, how would it be when you leave your body and you exist and people just pretend you're gone and you're going, hey, I'm still here. Hello. And they go by somewhere, you know, suddenly we suddenly become aware of something. Well, I'll tell you, it's a funny story I'll leave you with. I was ordering shepherd's pie after the demonstration of mediumship. And I could hear my father saying, there's no meat in that. You can't call it shepherd's pie. And I thought, yeah. I kind of went, yeah. That was really him saying that to me. And then it came, and there was no meat in it. And then I realized that, like, years and years and years ago as a teenager, he had ordered a shepherd's pie, and there was no meat in it. And he'd said exactly the same thing. And there he was showing me he was present with something that was also a memory. And I thought that was just beautiful. And so I made sure, I said, thanks for telling me, Dad, but I'm okay with it not having meat in it, and that's fine. But I've been saying ever since, there was no meat in that. I felt it very strongly on this trip. And so please take a moment to say hello and send love to your loved ones. I do hope you have a good week. I do hope you take some moments to honor your soul, and your own inner soul to higher soul communication is so important. I mean, we could do a whole show on soul to soul communication within the self. and soul-to-soul communication within your lives. Because we can feel like we have another life within a life. Gee, that would be interesting to talk about. I've had that perspective. Have you had the occasion or have the awareness to feel like you've shifted so much, you're someone else? I do hope you have just a wonderful week. Much love to you all. Connect with me on Facebook or all the other social medias. Bye for now. See you next week.